Okay, guys, we did the full 90. I'm going to try really hard not to cuss. I'm going to try really hard not to say the word points too many times. We got some cheers going. We are still undefeated. I'm a little disappointed in the play. We didn't have as many shots on goal, which was a little surprising to me. I am glad that Kerr got subbed off for the first time ever. Kevin, I guess you can take that for what it is. I'm going to start seeing what Justin thinks of the game. I'm a little disappointed, but based on the not fantastic start, I guess I'll take that we're still undefeated. What do you think?
I mean, we didn't play a good game tonight, and I'm not going to hold back on that, but I mean, you'll take scrappy goals when you can get them. 2-2 draw on the road. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but it's points.
It is points. I was happy to see Romeo's goal was an actual goal. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't easy. He put it somewhere. What do you think about that? Do you think he'll be in?
No. He actually looked and figured out where he wanted to finish that one and put it where he wanted to finish it, so I'll take it. That was a striker's goal, and he needed that one, so hopefully it kickstarts something in him to score some goals.
All right, let's go see who else is willing to talk, you guys. All right, I found Ryan. Earlier tonight, he was here early, he played some music, and then you stayed for the entire game. What did you think of the game tonight?
I think the Riverhounds put a really good effort into it. There was a lot of plays that weren't as executed as planned.
Yeah.
But the effort was there. Their defense was there. Their goalie was there. But the Riverhounds came through and made a tie, and they're still undefeated. So,
do you think the tie was the right scoreline, or do you think we should have won?
I think if time allowed it, if we had two more minutes, I think we can set up a play that we'll be able to be executed through.
You're more optimistic than me. Thanks for it.
It's good. So this is the last time to be optimistic. So even though it ended up being a tie, the Riverhounds could have won it, and the next game seems like a probability to win.
Let's hope that game is
Sensei!
Woo-hoo!
I've cornered Dan number two. I call him other names sometimes, but I'm not going to tell the rest of the world because he doesn't like it. Dan?
Hi, I'm Felicia.
Oh, Felicia outed himself!
We're watching Family Feud now.
We started with Family Feud.
Steve Harvey's got a really sharp suit on.
All right, but what did you think of the Riverhounds game?
I thought we played well, but it's not the best I've seen all year. We lacked in some areas. I thought we could do better in the keeping department. No offense, but it was a good game. It wasn't as good as we played before, but at least we're still undefeated. And, I mean, Lily seemed kind of pissed about it, so that's something.
All right, so I'm a little concerned because we had less shots on goal. However, we converted more of our shots on goal, so I also feel conflicted. Do you think this is better because we converted more or worse because we didn't have as many shots?
Worse. Because when you improve, you need to improve in all departments, not get better in some places and worse in others.
You're not wrong. I agree with you.
Well, thank you.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Bye.
All right, I have found a young gentleman named Mark. He's not a huge soccer fan, so how did you end up at this watch party?
I was walking down the street, and some people told me to come up here at 6:30, so I did.
I'm not going to lie, that sounds like something the Steel Army would do. Are you glad that you followed these strangers?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty fun.
Did you enjoy your free beer?
Yeah, I liked it.
Will you follow these strangers to another game?
Probably.
Mark, thank you for playing along.
Thank you very much.
All right, we found some more people. Her name is Juliana. I messed it up the first time, but you didn't hear it. But Juliana, why did you show up to this watch party?
Just to see the fans come out and just to be with the crew and the gang. It's good to see everyone.
It is quite the wonderful thing to do. Do you think that if you come to like a game in the stands, you'll sit with the Steel Army?
Yes, you don't have any other choice but to sit with the Steel Army.
Juliana understands how this works. I am so glad you're on my podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, Marie's going to be my last interview because it's really loud. I feel like I might be yelling in your ears.
It's fine.
Family Feud's going on. I'm really confused. All right, so it wasn't great.
But it was okay.
But it was okay. And we got a tie.
We got a tie. We 2-2. We're okay with that.
We're still undefeated.
Still undefeated.
What did you think overall, though, watching it? What were your emotions?
Overall, I feel like they were tired at the end. They really were struggling to keep it going.
All right. So are we really concerned about Cincinnati on Wednesday, then? Are we totally screwed?
No, we're not, because we have a lot of people coming to the game to cheer our boys on.
All right, well, I'm going to take that as a positive. I think we're going to win on Wednesday. What do you think?
I really hope so.
Okay, that is all for the full 90, guys. Thanks for playing along. I'm sorry if I screamed in your ears. Talk to you all Wednesday, it looks like. Bye.